Chapter 3.
2. A. Greiner at LATimes.com. From Mary Smith.
Arnold Greiner squeezed his small, squinty eyes shut, put his hands over his practically hairless skull, and scrubbed his scalp hard.
Oh, God save me! Not another one, he was thinking. Life is too short for this shit. I can't take it. I really can't take this Mary Smith deal.
The L.A. Times newsroom buzzed around him as if it were any other morning. Phones jangling, people coming and going like indoor race walkers. Someone nearby pontificating about the new fall TV lineup. As if anybody cared about the TV lineup these days. How could Greiner feel so vulnerable sitting at his own desk, in his cubicle office, in the middle of all this? But he did. The Xanax he'd been popping since the first Mary Smith email a week ago did absolutely nothing to hold back the spike of panic that shot through him like the needle used in a spinal tap. Panic, but also morbid curiosity. Maybe he was just an entertainment columnist. But Arnold Greiner knew a huge news story when he saw one. A blockbuster that would dominate the front page for weeks. Someone rich and famous had just been murdered in Los Angeles. He didn't even have to read the email to know that much. Mary Smith had already proved herself to be one sick lady and true to her word. The questions attacking his brain were, who had been killed this time? And what the hell was he, Greiner, doing in the middle of this awful mess? Why me, of all people? There has to be a good reason, and if I knew it, then I'd really be freaking, wouldn't I?